This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. We welcome back Dan Batchelor, the Department Head of Physics and Space Sciences here at Florida Tech. And some exciting news here. We're going to have a Nobel laureate on campus.
That's right. Yes, Terry. Thanks for having me once again. Yes, this Thursday at 7 p.m., that's Thursday the 22nd, we're going to be hosting Dr. John Mather, who is the 2006 Nobel Prize winner for physics. And he received this award for his work on the cosmic microwave background, which is the signal that has been left over from the Big Bang. Now, the other interesting thing about Dr. Mather is that he's also the principal scientist for the James Webb Space Telescope, which is going to be launched in October of 2018. And this is going to be the next great space observatory.
There's going to be two opportunities to see them. One is for students, and that's on a limited basis.
That's right. We've got two events, one for local area high school students, 5th through 12th grade. That'll be on the Thursday afternoon. And we've been reaching out to the local Brevard County schools to make sure that they're aware of that. And then in the evening at 7 p.m. in the Gleason Auditorium, Dr. Mather will be talking about the James Webb Space Telescope and the importance of this telescope for developing our understanding of the universe, in particular galaxies that were born just after the universe was created, and also planets around other stars and the secrets that they may be holding in their atmospheres.
And that is so exciting, free and open to the public, but we would like you to pre-register so that we don't overfill.
That's right, yes. The Gleason Auditorium has limited seating, but there is a Eventbrite link that you can find from newsroom.fit.edu to register to attend the event. And we've had over half of the seats already taken.
Wow. What a fabulous opportunity for folks here in Brevard County. So how did this all come about?
Well, Dr. Mather is a very generous and lovely man. I've met him a few times. And what he actually does is support graduate students with some fellowships. And one of those students is actually at Florida Tech. He's a graduate student in the Department of Electrical Engineering. And he arranged the visit. And when we found out in the Department of Physics and Space Sciences that the Nobel Prize winner for physics from 2006 was coming, we reached out to see if we could help out with that event. And it turned out that instead of just Dr. Mather coming to visit his student that he's supporting, we've now created this two-day event around his visit to help spread the word about the James Webb Space Telescope, to help engage the Brevard County community once again in some space science, which is our favorite thing to do, and then also to really highlight the type of research that we're doing here at Florida Tech, both in terms of the science that the telescope will be able to do and the engineering that is behind the telescope. One of the interesting things about this telescope is that it's very large. It's 6.5 meters in diameter. That's the size across its primary mirror, its big mirror. And that doesn't fit inside a spacecraft. We have to fold it up in order to fit it inside a spacecraft. So there's an engineering challenge there. Once the telescope is up in space, it's going to unfold. And we're actually quite worried about that. But there have been some there's some expert engineers and scientists that have worked very hard on it. And we're quite confident that this is going to be a beautiful telescope producing just some absolutely wonderful data that's going to really highlight some of the areas of science that we're still grappling to understand.
Once again, if you would like an opportunity to see the Nobel laureate who's coming to Florida Tech, you need to go to fit.edu. It's on the news page.
Newsroom.fit.edu. We'll take you straight there.
Yeah. Okay. You just register on Eventbrite. It's free and open to the public. Happens on Thursday the 22nd. And what's the time again?
7 p.m. Gleason Auditorium.